wanted to do a project with rural young people for a long time because they are basically invisible. And so we talk a lot about urban youth, but we don't talk about rural youth anymore. And because we have this sort of assumption that there is no rural anymore, and that is not true. The voices of young people in rural areas in Portugal are extremely important now because basically we have a fertility crisis, and so people are getting older and older, and most people they live in coastal areas, and so not many people at all live in these rural areas, and not fewer people are young people living in these rural areas. So what they think and how they envision their future in these areas is of critical importance to see if these territories will be sustainable or not, and how do they want them to make them sustainable or not. There is some research about young people and disasters, mostly focused on disaster risk reduction. In the last 3 years, there was much focus on young people, but not as a vulnerable population, but mostly as agents, due to the SENSAI framework for disaster risk reduction. Some research in this area shows how different trajectories of recovery throughout the years can be taken by children. Some children regard disasters as opportunities for growth, and that makes them more resilient, and while others succumb to the damage that is around them. Research concerning wildfires and young people is rare, also because wildfires have a particular characteristic as a disaster. If it happens, a big, big one in a year, in the next 5 or 6 years, it won't happen again. So it's not really something that is recurrent. But most people from most research about wildfires comes from Australia, as you will probably know, and from Canada. I use capabilities approach as a framework in my research. And in the project that I'm starting now, what I wanted to investigate was how would environmental conversion factors affect opportunities and wishes and agency of young people that live in these territories. So I have chosen from the 10 basic capabilities lists of Nussbaum two capabilities that I wanted to explore in this first presentation: the capabilities for feeling emotions, being able to have attachments to things and people outside ourselves, to love those who love and care for us, to grieve at their absence, to experience longing, gratitude, and justified anger, which I thought in disasters it's something to be expected. And also our the ability and the capability to relate to other species, being able to live with concern and in relation to animals, plants, and the world of nature. So one of the research questions I have is the first one: how do embodied experience of wildfires affect youth's capabilities? This is basically my starting question. So I started to do exploratory interviews. I started this project in October last year. I did some scoping interviews with local actors, and then I did exploratory interviews to young people aged between 11 and 25 years old. Well, mostly just one of them is 25, the others are under 18 years old. And in one municipality that was affected by this wildfire. I'm not showing any map or saying where it is, because I made a commitment to protect their identity, and it's a very small place, as you can see, so it wouldn't make people comfortable to talk to me about some information that they probably wouldn't want to share. The impacts of wildfires in this municipality: there were some houses that were burned down, some of permanent residents, warehouses and agricultural support structures, and livestock and wildlife destruction as well. I'm starting with some quotations that I extracted from my interviews. Maybe this is too sudden, but I'll give you some context. I did these exploratory interviews to basically to know what happened, if young people or not had been in direct contact with fire, and if so, what happened. And I was sort of surprised to see that, well, some of them had to face the fire themselves and with their families, because the fire was very, very big and there were not enough support and civil protection means to respond. So this originated situations as this one, where a young woman, of a young girl from 14 years old at the time, had to fight the fire with her mother and with her neighbors, and saving a lot of older people, because what happens when you have fewer young people is that even if they're not ready and if they're not prepared, they have better physical capacity to respond to this sort of events. And so this is one case, a very emotional report of what happened. This is another case of a young boy who also had to stop in a house and protect himself from the fire with his mother. Other young people had a reaction of paralyzation and fear. And this is an interview and a testimony of a young person who even belongs to a firefighting school, who couldn't do anything. She was just paralyzed and she wanted to sleep, but she kept watching the flames from her window. And then eventually she shut down the window, not to hear people screaming, but she was really, really afraid. And she wanted to be able to help, but she couldn't help because she was paralyzed. And this is another young man who also wanted to see how it was, the fire, because for many of these young people, this was the first time that they ever experienced a wildfire. It didn't burn in that area for more than 7 years, so they didn't know what it looked like, and they were very, very afraid. Also, some of the things that I wanted to focus in here were relationships to place and to space. What happens is, my working hypothesis would be that an event such as this would impact your ability to value the place where you live, but that's not the case. People still, these young people, they still like and they still value where they live. And the problems that they face are the ones that they used to face before the wildfires. So it's problems of educational offer, of opportunities for jobs, of also demographic density and income, but not of liking, of distasting the place where they live. This is also interesting. Although they like and they value the place where they live, and they, when I ask them, what does nature mean to you, they say peace, and I like the comfort, and I like to walk and to wander in the forest. When it's sunny outside, it's enjoyable to me. But as well, after this, nature doesn't mean just peace. I feel safe in my house, because back there, I mean, in my house, not so much, because there are places that did not burn. So you're constantly expecting that this will happen again. And this affects your ability to enjoy nature as you did before. There are places up there with many trees still alive and green, and there may be a fire, and I don't know. So some preliminary themes about these exploratory interviews is that many of these youngsters were caught in the middle of a firestorm and they had to fight with their families to survive and defend their goods. For many, it was the first situation of disaster, causing traumatic memories in some. This capability to express emotions as anger and grief, I will try to explore it through other methodologies, more visual and more art-based, because during these interviews, sometimes it was really hard to carry on because they would get really emotional. And for me, also as a researcher, I cannot ethically explore it further because it could further the trauma. So I need to find other ways to explore this. Although some equate the hypothesis of moving to study for study reasons, they mostly seem to value living in the country. The experience of disaster and enhanced police perception did not impact their sense of belonging to that point. The relationship to nature, as I was previously saying, is changed, and there are some signs of that in the interview. So nature is now also not just a place of peace, but also a place of fear. And though this capability of relating to other species and their environment may come out affected, some of these young people, they saw animals burning, they saw values and spaces that they loved very much disappear. And so this will be explored further in other interactions. Thank you.